13. Lauh Sayyid Mehdi Dahaji. Tablet to Sayyid Mehdi Dahaji.
He is the most holy, the most great, the most exalted, the most high.
O my name, yield thou praise unto God for having graciously chosen thee to be a shower of bounty for that which we have sown in the pure and blessed soil, and enabled thee to serve as a springtime of tender mercy for the wondrous and sublime trees we have planted. Indeed, so great is this favour that of all created things in the world of existence, none can ever hope to rival it. We have moreover given thee to drink the choice wine of utterance from the chalice of the heavenly bestowals of thy merciful Lord, which is none other than this tongue of holiness, a tongue that as soon as it was unloosed, quickened the entire creation, set in motion all beings, and caused the nightingale to pour forth its melodies. This is the fountain of living water for all that dwell in the realm of being. Oftentimes have we wafted upon thee the sweet savours of the All-Merciful from this branch which moveth over the tablet of thy Lord, the Mighty, the Unconstrained. By the righteousness of the one true God, were all created things visible and invisible to direct themselves towards him, thou wouldst find them winging their flight unto the supreme goal, the spot wherein the divine Lote tree exclaimeth, "Verily, no God is there but me, the Almighty, the All-Bountiful." Great is thy blessedness, inasmuch as thou hast been journeying throughout the lands of God, and been the embodiment of joy and assurance for the people of Baha, who have renounced all else but him, and set their hearts towards this court, which hath shed its radiance upon all realms, and sprinkled them with the surging waters of this ocean, wherewith thou thyself hast been sprinkled, an ocean which hath encompassed all created things. Indeed, thou didst grasp the significance of rendering assistance unto God, and didst arise to achieve this through the power of wisdom and utterance. Say, to assist me is to teach my cause. This is a theme with which whole tablets are laden. This is the changeless commandment of God, eternal in the past, eternal in the future. Comprehend this, O ye men of insight. They that have passed beyond the bounds of wisdom fail to understand the meaning of assisting God as set forth in the book. Say, fear ye God, and sow not the seeds of dissension amongst men. Observe ye that which hath been enjoined upon you by your Lord, the Almighty, the All-Knowing. He knoweth the reality of victory, and hath taught it to you with an utterance that the vain imaginings of them that rove distraught in the wilderness of doubt can never corrupt. O my name, suffer all created things to quaff once again from this chalice, which hath caused the seas to rise. Kindle then in the hearts the blazing fire which this crimson tree hath ignited, that they may arise to extol and magnify his name amidst the adherents of all faiths. Numerous letters from thee have been presented before our throne. We have perused them as a token of grace on our part, and for each name thou didst mention therein, we have revealed that which will stir the minds of men and will cause the spirits to soar. Moreover, we have repeatedly enabled thee to hearken unto the warblings of the birds of heaven, and to incline thine ear to the songs of the nightingales pouring forth their melodies upon the branches. Thus was the pen of God set in motion in thy remembrance, that thou mightest admonish men through the power of this utterance, which is divinely ordained to be the revealer of the signs of his glory. Blessed is the spot wherein the anthem of his praise is raised, and blessed the ear that hearkeneth unto that which hath been sent down from the heaven of the loving kindness of thy Lord, the All-Merciful. Exhort thou the servants of God unto that whereunto we have exhorted thee, that they may abstain from whatsoever is forbidden them in the Mother Book. Those who perpetrate deeds that would create turmoil among the people have indeed strayed far from helping God and his cause, and are numbered with the mischief makers in the tablet which God hath designated to be the dawning place of all tablets. Say, if it be our pleasure, we shall render the cause victorious through the power of a single word from our presence. He is in truth the omnipotent, the all-compelling. Should it be God's intention, there would appear out of the forests of celestial might the lion of indomitable strength, whose roaring is like unto the peals of thunder reverberating in the mountains. However, since our loving providence surpasseth all things, we have ordained that complete victory should be achieved through speech and utterance, that our servants throughout the earth may thereby become the recipients of divine good. This is but a token of God's bounty vouchsafed unto them. Verily, thy Lord is the all-sufficing, the most exalted. Say, fear ye God, and commit not such deeds as would cause my loved ones on earth to lament. Thus biddeth you this pen, which hath set the pen of glory in motion within the arena of wisdom and true understanding. Convey my greetings unto those whose faces mirror forth the radiance of Baha. Then mention to them this utterance which cheereth the hearts of the righteous. The glory of God rest upon thee and upon such as have firmly clung to the cord of God, the revealer of verses. Restrain thou the inhabitants of those regions from provocative acts, from strife, dissension, or aught else that would create trouble. That which is praiseworthy in these days is the promotion of the cause. For instance, if those people who pursue certain aims were to dedicate themselves to the teaching of the cause, all the dwellers of those regions would, ere long, be invested with the mantle of faith. Should anyone perceive the sweetness of the following passage in the tablet revealed in honour of Nabil of Qa'en, he would readily comprehend the significance of assistance. Human utterance is an essence which aspireth to exert its influence and needeth moderation. As to its influence, this is conditional upon refinement, which in turn is dependent upon hearts which are detached and pure. As to its moderation, this hath to be combined with tact and wisdom, as prescribed in the Holy Scriptures and tablets. O my name, utterance must needs possess penetrating power, for if bereft of this quality, it would fail to exert influence. And this penetrating influence dependeth on the spirit being pure and the heart stainless. Likewise, it needeth moderation, without which the hearer would be unable to bear it. Rather, he would manifest opposition from the very outset. And moderation will be obtained by blending utterance with the tokens of divine wisdom which are recorded in the sacred books and tablets. Thus, when the essence of one's utterance is endowed with these two requisites, it will prove highly effective and will be the prime factor in transforming the souls of men. This is the station of supreme victory and celestial dominion. Whoso attaineth thereto is invested with the power to teach the cause of God and to prevail over the hearts and minds of men. O my name, the day star of utterance, shining resplendent from the dayspring of divine revelation, hath so illumined the scrolls and tablets that the kingdom of utterance and the exalted dominion of understanding vibrate with joy and ecstasy and shine forth with the splendor of his light. Yet the generality of mankind comprehend not. The reason why the subject of aid and assistance hath time and again streamed and will continue to stream from the pen of Providence is to warn the friends of God lest they engage in activities that would give rise to strife and turmoil. It is incumbent upon them, one and all, to diligently seek ways to help the cause of God in such manner as we have explained. This is but a token of his grace, especially conferred upon his loved ones, that every one of them may attain the station characterized by the words, "Whoso quickeneth a soul hath verily quickened all mankind." Temporal ascendancy hath been and will continue to be under the shadow of this station. Its appointed hour is preordained in the book of God. He is truly cognizant thereof, and it will be manifested through the potency of his might. Verily, he is the powerful, the all-subduing, the omnipotent, the all-knowing, the all-wise. The sanctified souls should ponder and meditate in their hearts regarding the methods of teaching. From the texts of the wondrous heavenly scriptures, they should memorize phrases and passages bearing on various instances, so that in the course of their speech they may recite divine verses whenever the occasion demandeth it, inasmuch as these holy verses are the most potent elixir, the greatest and mightiest talisman. So potent is their influence that the hearer will have no cause for vacillation. I swear by my life, this revelation is endowed with such a power that it will act as the lodestone for all nations and kindreds of the earth. Should one pause to meditate attentively, he would recognize that no place is there, nor can there be, for anyone to flee to. In such manner hath the Kitab-e-Aqdas been revealed, that it attracteth and embraceth all the divinely appointed dispensations. Blessed those who peruse it, blessed those who apprehend it, blessed those who meditate upon it, blessed those who ponder its meaning. So vast is its range that it hath encompassed all men ere their recognition of it. Ere long will its sovereign power, its pervasive influence, and the greatness of its might be manifested on earth. Verily, thy God is the all-knowing, the all-informed. O my name, hearken thou unto my voice, coming from the direction of my throne. he wisheth to make mention of thy name at all times, inasmuch as thou hast proved thyself steadfast in extolling his virtues amongst men. Indeed, thy Lord loveth fidelity, as found in the realm of creation, and he hath given it precedence over most of the praiseworthy qualities. Verily, he is potent and powerful. Know thou, moreover, that we have heard the praise thou hast uttered in thy communion with God, thy Lord, the Exalted, the Gracious. Great indeed is the blessedness awaiting thee, inasmuch as thou hast curtailed thine own affairs in favour of this inviolable, this mighty and enlightened cause. We entreat God to make thy call a magnet which will attract the embodiments of names in the world of existence, that all beings may spontaneously hasten to heed it. No God is there besides him, the exalted, the preeminent, the ever-blessed, the sublime, the most august, the most glorious, the most bountiful, the all-knowing, the all-informed.